John Lazor is the voice of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Joins us every Wednesday, brought to you by Cowan Gates. There for you in any case, CowanGates.com. Hokies basketball taking on Georgia Tech, 9 o'clock tonight, 96.1 The Planet. Talk a little Hokies hoops, Frank Beamer's new gig on the College Football Selection Committee, and saw a couple new Hokies. January early enrolling yesterday, and I know they're just back to preseason workouts. They're out there sprinting, running, freezing. Who or what caught your eye on the nine new Hokies that we got yesterday?
Well, I think like most of Hokie Nation, you immediately go to the glamour positions, and that's why everyone was trying to identify Hendon Hooker in the room. They had an introductory meeting, I think it was the night before school began, and that was something, of course, that had been largely circulated, that Hendon Hooker was going to make his way to Blacksburg and start school early, particularly with the news that Jerod Evans was leaving for the NFL, and he is here, and he is part of that group of nine that are here for the Hokies. So interesting to see who comes in quickly, what they look like physically and all those things. Obviously, Khalil Pimpleton is another guy that has excited Hokie Nation right now, and the combination of those two offensively. But, you know, it's kind of like it was back for me with the minor league baseball aspect of it, where you get excited about these guys coming in and then you have to take a half step back, Wes, and recognize that while it's a phenomenal signing class and it's one that this staff is very excited about, the guys that are going to be identifiable are more than likely the guys out of last year's signing class. So that's part of what I'm getting used to, so to speak, in my second year in this role, is not getting overly excited in the immediacy of these guys arriving.
How old did you feel when you saw Tyrone Wheatley had a son and he's playing college football?
Yeah, and I looked up Tyrone Wheatley and I'm like, no, he can't be about the same age as me. And he is.
Like, what? Hold on, wait a minute. Didn't he just play a couple years ago? Yep, got a kid playing college football and now at Tech. That was a sobering moment.
Yeah, and he's had a lengthy coaching career at this point. I was reading the bio on Tarius, and you know, it says went to four different high schools because he was following his dad around to various coaching stops. I'm like, not only has he already become a coach, he's a well-traveled coach at this point. Yeah, it's pretty sad.
All right. You can go check out the profiles of the new Hokies on my page at foxsportsrichmond.com. Let's do a lightning round with Lays. Couple questions, rapid fire, with the voice of the Hokies. You want to go first?
Sure, I'll go first.
All right, fire away.
Should Antonio Brown twerk this weekend when he scores, and what would your reaction be if he did?
He should absolutely not do it. It's the AFC Championship game, and this
is so lame.
No, this is what Tomlin was talking about.
Set ESPN on fire.
Tomlin said things yesterday. These are the things that he has to attend to, not this, not just the Facebook Live in the locker room. Talented dude. You don't do anything dumb that costs you 15 yards, especially against the New England Patriots. It would be an absolute jerk move. No, next.
No, it would be a...
What were you saying? You got blasted by the lightning bolt.
Said no, it would be a twerk move.
But Baseball Hall of Fame class is getting released today. What name are you most curious to see how they do or where they end up?
Names. It's Bonds and Clemens like everybody else. I think for the most part, these guys that are being debated on the line, to me, are more cut and dry. But obviously, we're all looking at, is there going to be a wholesale shift in this Baseball Writers Association as to what their acknowledgement of the steroid era is and how close these guys are going to be getting in. And it seems like there's movement on that front. I'm in the camp that says, let's go ahead and put those two in, not because of the fact that you're acknowledging that steroid use was okay, but you're acknowledging the fact that they were Hall of Famers without steroid use. And I've heard the arguments about Sammy Sosa and everybody else. My line of demarcation is, would a player have been Hall of Fame caliber without steroids? Sammy Sosa, no. Barry Bonds, yes. Therefore, he gets my vote. Sosa and the others do not. So that's what I'm looking to see. I don't think they'll get in this time around, but I think they will get closer, which is an indicator.
I put out the poll question real quick before we get to the next one. I put out the poll question. If you're under 30, is it still a big deal who gets in the Baseball Hall of Fame? Right now, 52% of the people say no. Are you surprised by that result?
No, I think that's just an indication of the ever-aging core baseball audience. And for me, it's remarkable that not only are the players that I grew up and admiring retired, but they've now waited the five-year period to get into the Hall of Fame, speaking of sadness at being old.
Next.
Chris Brown and Soulja Boy are apparently going to Celebrity Box. Ice Cube is starting a 3-on-3 basketball league for retired NBA stars that I'm not interested in. What's your basement level for acceptable entertainment?
Boy, man, you know me. It's pretty darn low. See, here's what I'm thinking about the whole boxing thing. You know, we had that celebrity boxing run. It was like Screech took on somebody. Do you remember that show? It was celebrity boxing.
Yes,
Tanya Harding. This is what you do. You go with the Dancing with the Stars element. You train them how to actually really box, so they're just not like bear hugging in a ring. And you let celebrities knock out other celebrities. You let all celebrity beef. You throw them in a ring. You let them train for 6 weeks. And you let them beat the snot out of everybody. And that would actually get us to watch boxing again.
No, what would get us to watch boxing again is if you were to pay A-list celebrities the millions of dollars required to get people in the ring that we still care about.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you could put Kanye in there against somebody. I mean, you could put Drake in there against somebody.
Those guys aren't doing it because they're not desperate for the money, like clearly Chris Brown and Soulja Boy are.
Next. Did the announcement that the circus is closing down make you sad?
Yes, yes, it did. Why is the theme of today's show how old we are? Yes, it's just another element of an ever-changing world in which I'm consistently more and more uncomfortable. Why can't people go to the circus and enjoy entertainment? They'd rather watch Chris Brown and Soulja Boy celebrity box than they would to go see action under the big top and flying Walindas and everybody else on the high wire. Yes, it's very sad. Thank goodness that we still have the Shrine Circus. How is a single move has me feeling sorry for an NFL owner and the people who are fortunate enough to live in San Diego all at once?
Because you were affiliated with the Richmond baseball team for as long as you were. Because you know there's politics, you know people fight, you can only fight for so long, and then it's sadness when a team moves out of a city. Is that a fair enough answer?
No, that's not it. It was more of a shot at people from Southern California and rich NFL executives. But
I tried to go Dr. Frazier Crane there. My bad.
He's making a comeback, by the way. We've been noticing that. Kelsey Grammer's all over the place.
Yeah, he was on Modern Family the other week as
Keith. Yeah, he's been in like each of the last three movies that I've seen. Cameo roles.
Next, Alex Rodriguez will host a... Oh, is it my turn or your turn?
It's your turn.
Oh, it's my turn. Alex Rodriguez will host a CNBC reality television show featuring retired athletes who face financial troubles. Probably more people from our childhood. CNBC announced this Tuesday. It's called Back in the Game. It's going to be along with Michael Strahan. Will you watch?
No, I won't, for two reasons. One, I find it depressing to watch people that at one point I admired, whether it be athletically or in the public spotlight, struggle in life. I don't like my entertainment from other people's failures. I'd rather watch a show about people that have been successful in enterprise outside of athletics and have succeeded. Two, I just find Alex Rodriguez, it has nothing to do with the steroid use or anything like that. I've just always found him swarmy and unbelievable, and I know that his reviews have been rave when it comes to his postseason analysis for MLB's coverage, and that's great for those that are enjoying it, but I just don't, for whatever reason, enjoy the presence that is Alex Rodriguez, and add to the aforementioned reason. I won't be watching that show. Plus, I've got plenty of more seasons of West Wing to go on my Netflix tour through it.
Most addictive thing I have ever come across on Netflix.
West Wing?
Yes.
Yeah, because you can disappear into the life. You can feel important and exciting. I, for one, obviously portray quite a bit in a similar fashion to Sam Seaborn, played so well by Rob Lowe.
I knew you were going to the Rob Lowe.
Yeah, you're Toby Ziegler.
Get out of here. Go have a good call tonight. We'll listen at 9 o'clock.
Thanks, buddy.
Just got to always get that last word in there. And if you didn't know that, you don't know John Lazer.